Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to God's Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Right here in 84, blasting away. Best show coast to coast, better than most. Yeah, we got a variety of topics I want to talk about today. And as usual, Floyd is late. I don't know where he's at. He's the producer of the show. He takes my calls, and for all the phone calls we have, it's pretty tough here without him being here. So he's probably not per man. He's getting the sandwich, no doubt, but I'm expecting him any minute. So hope he gets here soon. So what we got is a all-star game this week, and the Buccos on a little surge. First, I want to have a little shout-out to the team serving your real estate needs in Manatee and Sarasota counties in Florida. But these two superstar agents work for the Berkshire Hathaway realtor. Linda Peaches Herman, Pam Wonder Woman Edgington. They will go anywhere to sell a home, anytime, anywhere. I seen them jump on jet skis, fly across the island 50, 60, 70, 80 mile an hour to show a home. Seen it. They've done it. So, give these two dynamic wonder women a call. And I want to give a little shout out to D&T Home Watch down here on the island and the coffee club. Last time I heard, D&T had so much business they had to turn it away. That's how much business they had. Well, that's all from this show, naturally. So, hey, here's Floyd.
Hey, what's up?
Where have you been?
I went down for man, he's got a sandwich line.
I just wonder, you're like, 3-4 minutes late.
Well, what you pay me around here is not worth coming anyway.
Well, if you don't like it, get out.
Well, I don't mean that.
Well, you only work here 30 minutes a week. What do you want?
Well, I'd like a little more money. That's what I like.
Well, yeah, we'd all like more money. We go national here, you're going to get more money. Well, we're on the verge. We're hitting it big. I don't know what you're bitching about.
Well, I'll tell you, I make minimum wage, and I'm working 30 minutes a week here, and it's a little tough.
Tough. You work 30 minutes a week, and you're saying it's tough.
That's right. I got to run from another job. I get here, I do this job. Then I go to another job. I got three jobs.
Well, you might have three jobs, but I tell you what, this job's probably the best one you got.
Well, if you paid me a little better, it would be because I can get another. I can barely afford a permanent sandwich with French fries.
Well, drop the fries and just eat the sandwich.
Well, I like coleslaw and stuff on my in my sandwich, so that's extra.
Well, I can't say I'm going to pay or give you more money for it, because I'm not.
Well, I'll try to be here early next week, so don't worry about it. I'm sick of you talking about it because I'm here every week, aren't I?
Yeah, you better be because I'll can you if you're not.
Now get to the phone.
Wow, that guy's something else. Well, okay, when we talk about, we get the All-Star game. I don't care about the All-Star game. How about the Buccos on a surge? Cubs take 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3 from the Cubbies. Yesterday's game was amazing. They actually hit the ball with bases loaded. Wow, couldn't believe that. Koch is on a tear. He's tearing the cover off the ball. I hear they're trading him. What? Yeah, I hear they're trading him. Yeah, I think the Pirates are going to be in a trade role here in another 2 weeks. They're seven games back. I heard Nutting say that he would like to go young again and rebuild. That means another 7 years. So by the time they trade everybody and rebuild, it'll be, well, I'll probably be 80, and who knows. And the kids that are 10 will probably be 30, so they might see a winner here eventually. Maybe, I wouldn't count on it. Well, how about we go on the phone? We got a little caller here on the phone. Let's go to the phone right now. Let's see.
Hey, Floyd, get the phone going.
Okay. Hello. You're on.
Hey, it's Dustin. Yep. It's Dustin from Davenport.
Oh, Dustin from Davenport. All right. What's going on there, Dustin? What do you got? Hang it, bang it.
Well,
what do you got?
I think you're right about the trade deadline. I think McCutchen will be dealt. They'll get something for him, at least. Hopefully they don't do anything too stupid. But it is, you know, the Pirates. So, because before the season, they wanted to trade him. And now that he is out, you know, he's hitting again. I know it was their plan to deal him the whole time. They're going to deal him. I mean, in the off season, they wanted to deal him. His name kept coming up. They'll find a way to get him out of town. Because what? How many years does he have left on his contract? Is this it?
Who are they going to get for him, Dustin?
Floyd wants to know who they're going to get for him. Do you have any idea?
No, not much. But it's always – they always trade –
Bum of prospects or bum from another team or what? What do you think?
They trade – yeah, some prospects, and we'll hear about them in 10 years. They always trade a dollar and get pennies back.
Yeah. Hey, Floyd, watch the goddamn coleslaw. I told you. Ask. Okay, go ahead, Dustin.
I mean, I don't know.
Go ahead, Dustin.
I don't know who they'll get for him, but I have a feeling he's going to be gone. I hope not.
That's what they say. I mean, Nutting said he wants to start to rebuild his team, and I think they'll trade him and Cole and, let's see, well, Harrison's up for more money next year. They might trade him, too. So.
Yeah, they might. I think they're going to be big sellers. I think that everyone's going to see the real, you know, thanks for coming out to the ballpark for the last 4 years. We got your money cashing out. Last year was big. They got rid of Melanson. They got rid of, you know, they were sellers last year, and that really made people angry. But once they hear Kutch has left the building and you're not getting them back, I think that's going to be the final dagger, but it won't be. You'll still get people in the seats. So, I mean, if that doesn't.
I'm waiting to see,
because that's a big, you know, that'd be a big name, you know, to drop off. It'd be like back when in 2000s, when my first game that I went to was, I think, 2003 or 2004 versus the Brewers. They had Pokey Reese. It was right before they traded. They had Brian Giles. They had some names, and then they dumped them all. So I think it's back to those days where whoever they got, they dump them all. So that's what I'm curious to see. I hope not. Hope I'm wrong for the people that are paying money to see it. I'm hoping that you know, something else happens. I don't expect much at the deadline. But last year there were sellers, and I have a bad feeling that McCutchen is going to be leaving town. Because it didn't seem right at the beginning of the season. At the beginning of the season, they were looking for suitors. And now it's, you know, like you said, all-star break. And the deals they find, they have to really dig deep to get the deals, the screwy deals that they get. My Lord.
You're both wrong. I think you're both wrong.
Why, Floyd? He thinks we're both wrong.
I think they're going to keep Kutch. They need him. I think they're going to have a statue of Kutch down there before too long. You watch.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I don't think so. He's going to have to win a World Series. But, Dusty, thank you for the call. I got another guy on the line here, but thanks for the call, buddy. Call back, okay?
Sounds good.
All righty. Bye-bye. Dustin from Davenport. There he goes. We got another phone call here. Gosh, radio, bang it away, buddy.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey. Is this Brother Love from the Brotherly Love of Philadelphia, the city of Brotherly Love?
Yes, sir. That's where I'm at, the city of Brotherly Love. Could take it there at the Rocky statue. Did it all, brother. I was listening to your show a little bit there. I hope you both, you and Dustin, are wrong. Kutch is on a tear. He's almost back 300. He's putting people in the seats. If they get rid of him, they don't have a lucky stance.
You know what he else is putting in the seats? Baseballs.
Yeah, he is. He's hitting the hell out of them. In fact, last week on 4th of July, he hit two home runs here in Philly.
Yeah, Philly is pretty bad down there, don't they? Wow. Man, they look terrible. Jeez.
Yeah, they're not doing too well. But then of course,
no.
Last night, what, they had 10 on the Cubs in the first inning?
Amazing, isn't it?
I said...
Utterly amazing.
Yeah, they... What, Gavelli hit a grand slam, and Kutch hit a home run, and Harrison hit one later in the game. That was unbelievable. Did you see Madden throw the fit in the dugout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what do you think of that Josh Bell kid?
What
are you saying? Boy wants to know what you think of Josh. He wants to know what you think of Josh Bell. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of power. I think he just needs to get more consistent. He's young.
Yeah, well,
so stick with him.
Hey, Floyd, just worry about the phone calls.
Worry about.
Hey.
I'm not paying me more money. I'm a little minimum wage.
Hey,
I'll tell you what, this guy, he moans more about his pay than anybody I know, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
This guy always talking about is wanting a raise. 30 minutes he works a week. He wants a raise, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, you make him work on the holidays. You gotta get time and a half on the holidays.
That's what he was moaning about last week.
Floyd, I'm with you on that one, brother.
I told him when we go viral, which we're going in another couple, probably a month, we go coast to coast. I said he'll get his big raise.
So did Bobby Reed ever get back with you?
No, he must have come into Pittsburgh, so I'm going to talk to him. So
I'll be in there next week.
Yeah.
I'll be in there next week, brother.
All right, my man. We got I tell you what, we got a ton of phone calls. Let me get you later, Murph. Thanks for calling here, buddy.
All right, I'll get on.
Yeah,
here.
We got some more.
All right, brother.
Keep listening, Murph.
Oh, I will. In fact, I'm gonna have my fourth beer here.
Okay, I get a phone call. I think it's Will Dog from Columbus. Go ahead, Will Dog.
Yo, God's man, what's up?
Will Dog. What's up? What's up,
hey,
Will Dog?
Phil, I got him a little gift from that Kentucky Bourbon Trail, so I think he'll be happy.
I told him he was going to get something. He was all, you know, revved up about it, and so I'm sure he will be.
I'm sure of it. I got something good to go with those beers, something a little stronger than beer. So.
Oh, geez, good. Well, real quick here, Will Dog, what do you got? I got a bunch of phone calls. I got this place is banked. Floyd's been banked. Hey, Floyd, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, we're backed up today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Go ahead, Will Dog. Give me your synopsis on this Pirate season.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I'm seeing right now. You know, you got – well, first and foremost, Gosman, I want to tell you right now, and it's recorded – I called it. I told you McCutcheon's coming back to his old form. I called it at the beginning of the year. Everybody's down in the dumps. He's having a bad time. I said, you know what? I believe in the guy. He's a good guy. I know he's going to find his form back. And let me tell you, boy, did he ever, huh?
Oh, yeah. You were right. You called it, Will Dog. You called it. I mean, you were on the show, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Wow, all year you've been calling it, really. You've been on the show yapping about it. How great he is, you know, when he's going to come back and how he's going to do it. You were right on. I have to give you credit.
Yeah, I didn't think that he would do it here. see this building up, and I could see, you know, you can only keep a guy like that that has that kind of talent, that's an all-around good-hearted player, enjoys the game, doesn't complain. You know, he's going to find his spot again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking at stats right now, 294, 17 home runs, 50 RBIs, and we're halfway through the season. I mean, this guy's on pace to hit over 30 home runs and 100 RBIs. So.
Yeah. They will, but let me ask you, you watch the All-Star game at all, or is home run derby rubbish? I don't watch it.
You know what? It's entertainment. You know, it's entertainment. But I was going to tell you, guys, man, outside of that, I think that, you know, I'm looking at the National League Central Division right now. You know, you got the Brewers who were in first place.
Watch Aaron Judge.
Boyd said, "Watch Aaron Judge in a home run derby."
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Yankees,
amazing pop off it. Oh man, but I was going to tell you guys, man.
He hit some 900.
I'm looking. Oh, it's incredible.
He hit some 900 feet. This guy, I'm telling you. He's amazing. He's an animal. He's a beast.
Yeah.
He's a beast. Yep.
It's too bad we can't get a guy like that.
Bob, let me get to another caller here. And hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
No problem.
All right. There goes Wild Dog. We got another caller. Let's get to him. Hello. You're on Gostock.
Okay.
You're on Gostock.
Good. This is Luke from Jersey.
Hey, Luke from Jersey, how you doing?
Yeah, all right. You know, I haven't actually enjoyed the home run derby. I think it's almost even better than watching the All-Star game itself.
You don't enjoy it at all?
No, I enjoy the All-Star game, but I think I enjoy the derby more. I mean, you know, Kyle here is hitting balls jacked out of the stadium. It is kind of intriguing to watch, and I think with Judge, it's going to be even more intriguing because. He's hit 30 home runs this year so far. I don't think anything's going to stop him.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm not really interested in home run derby, but tonight I might turn it in just to watch Judge, see what he does.
Yeah. I mean, he's had quite a year so far.
I have to admit that. I might.
Yeah.
Well, how many home runs do you have? What's he got?
30.
30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on pace to hit 60, over 60, so guy's a beast.
How many do you think he'll actually hit, though? Because, you know, a lot of people are comparing, saying he's going to hit 70, maybe even break Bonds' record. I don't really see it happening. I mean, I think maybe, like, in the realm of 50 and 55, which is pretty damn good for a rookie, but, you know, I don't think he's going to hit,
I'd say he's going to hit 60, 65 home runs.
Wow, in his first year.
That's what I... Yeah,
Nobody
what is he, 6'7"?
That.
Yeah,
he's
6'7"?
6'7".
Yeah.
He's
an animal. Yeah. I've seen him hit a home run down here at almost 500 feet.
He should be playing basketball.
Yeah, I went about 480. You're a basketball guy.
I am, but he should be playing basketball. That's basketball size, not baseball.
Hey, what'd you think of that guy getting $40 million a year for the next 10 years?
$40 million for the Warriors. Is crazy. It is crazy.
These people are insane giving that out.
Yeah, you're good, but you're not that good.
Hey, is Phil Jackson still the coach with the Knicks, or they kick him out yet?
Fired. Done and done.
Oh.
Thank God.
Well, I bet you're glad about that.
Relieved. I breathe a collective sigh of relief the moment it happened.
I'll bet. Who are they going to get in there now?
Well, that's another question because they were thinking the one from Cleveland, but he turned it down because they couldn't come to terms on what his active role would actually be. So he's gone from the Knicks.
Here's a question for you. You're a basketball guy. Is LeBron going to stay in Cleveland for an extended period of time? Is he leaving after
Absolutely.
Next year?
Absolutely. I mean, he made a team.
Do you think he's gone?
No. I don't think he would do that twice to go somewhere else. I think, you know, now he's in the later stage of his career, and I think he wants to finish it where he started. I mean, he made the mistake once. I don't think he's going to do that again and, you know, and put the fans – through what he did before. I don't see it happening. He's firm. stay in Cleveland. And I think he wants to give Cleveland a shot at another title.
Well, I don't know, Bob. They better get some players in there.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But, you know, I don't think he would do that twice.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, Lucas, glad you called, and call back next week, will you? Give me another call. I got another guy on the line, and give me a call back.
You got it. Thanks.
Goes Lou from Jersey. And we got another call. You're talking Gos Talk Radio. You're on.
Hey, Captain Willie.
Oh, my man. What's up?
No.
Is this Rex and Luke?
It's Luke.
Right? Okay, buddy. What do you got for me?
Who do you think's going to win the Home Run Derby?
Oh, like I told Luke from Jersey, I think Aaron Judge. Or look out for Carlos Stanton, too.
I'm going to go Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, I tell you, he got a shot, no doubt. I think I'm going to watch it and see about the Judge kid. Just curious about him. What do you think?
Yeah. I think Cody Bellinger also, he might win it.
That's who I think is going to win it, Luke. A Bellinger kid from L.A.
Did you hear Floyd?
L.A. Bellinger?
I'm debating on Cody Bellinger and Giancarlo Stanton.
Hey, Luke.
What?
This is Floyd.
Oh, hi.
That's Floyd. He does my calls. He takes care of my calls.
I heard you're a pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's good, Floyd. He's better than you ever were. I seen you play. You weren't that good. Yeah, you're better than Floyd. I seen Floyd play. He wasn't too good. Floyd played in Dormont. He wasn't too good. He played for the Dormont Bulldogs. I think he struck out a record total of 14 times in a row.
That's ball. That's hot ball.
Are they getting on a little bit for the generous side?
Who?
Do you think they're going to trade Andrew?
What'd you say?
Do you think they're going to trade Andrew?
That's what I think. Pirates are going to trade him, I'm telling you.
They better not.
You watch. Well, if they trade him, they won't get anybody down there. They'll be, it'll be bad. It'll be real bad.
Yeah.
If they trade him, it'll be bad. Well, let me go to this next call there, Luke, and thanks for the call, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Luke. There's Luke from Florida. We got another call here.
Yeah.
You're on Gos Talk.
Hey, brother, I called back. It's Merv.
Merv, okay. What's up?
I had a call back. A couple things. Number one, I heard Will Dog, Bourbon Trail. I hope he stopped at Maker's Mark, if that's what he's talking about.
I'm sure he did.
I heard your boy from New Jersey call, Lou.
Yeah. What'd you think? He knows his stuff. Basketball, don't he?
Yeah, he sure does. He's a big basketball fan. I'll tell you, he wants that big boy is it the Yankees who he plays for, the big hitter? He wants him
Aaron
to play
Judge.
Basketball, huh?
Well, he's 6'8".
He's a big boy. I know that. Who's that? Aaron Judge? Is that who that is?
Oh, yeah.
He's got 30 home runs. He got 30 home runs already.
I seen him hit one down here on TV. He went almost 500 feet.
Jeez. I'm looking at his stats. He's a big guy. I know he is. He's got 30 home runs already. And nobody's even close to him. Hey, I was looking at the rosters. I see Josh Harrison is the only Pirate in the All Star
yeah.
game? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's it. That is
right.
it.
That's why they should let fans vote. You know?
I made the All Star game five times.
Ah, Floyd, shut the hell up. Floyd said he made the All-Star team five.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Floyd said he made the All-Star team five times.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, literally.
I saw him. He was pretty good. He played for Castle Shannon, didn't he?
He said he played for Dormont.
No, he never played for Dormont. No, he's not Italian.
Mark said you never played for Dormont, Floyd.
Eddie Shannon.
I played
Eddie Stasek and Jude Mitchell.
Yeah, they were in that special league we had. It was for juvenile delinquents.
Jude Mitchell was pretty good.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, he could pickpocket anybody. He had pretty quick hands.
Yes, he was. Eddie Stasek, too.
Yeah, Eddie Stasek.
So you were down in Philly, you're down with a Rocky statue. What, shadow boxing, getting ready for the next
No, I was there with my two grandsons, and they were up there with their arms up, you know. Once you put your arms up, I just, there's a lot of people standing in line to get the picture of them laughing.
Should have done some shadow boxing around here. We'll show that to Lacey.
I'll tell you, at that point, I was so damn tired, all I wanted to do was sit down.
I'll bet. That's a nice hike up the steps.
That is. Hey, tell the little dog I'm all excited. Tell him, you know, if it's what I think he, for me, I just may have to call the dogs off a little bit here.
Well, you know, I got to get in touch with Real Dog here and see exactly what he does there for you.
But on the flip side, I've been waiting 2 years for the beard, too, so how long am I going to wait for this?
Well, he's figuring something out there, too. We're going to figure something out there.
I'll bet you are. Well, I enjoyed your show, my brother. You keep going. I saw Dustin call in, Will Dog, Luke called. He had a hell of a show this week. I heard he advertised.
Oh, did you catch my intro with the Berkshire Hathaway girls?
Yes, we did. In fact, I apologize. I was guessing I'll call her last week, but I listened to the beginning of your show then, too. It's pretty good.
We're getting better.
Holiday
we're hitting everybody.
You know, holiday weeks for Floyd. You got to chip a little bit more for the old guy, you know?
Hey, Marv, I'm only making minimum wage. Hey, that's
a
bullshit.
Well, you're not.
I'll tell you what, I thought they ended slavery back in 1862, Floyd.
Yeah, no kidding. This guy don't pay, I'll tell you that. I work my ass off here with all these phone calls, and I don't get a raise.
Well, I think you deserve
one. Guy wants
one
a raise. He works for 30 minutes a week.
Yeah, but
he works for 30 minutes a week.
Hey, what's
yeah,
what's
well, yeah, thing? He works hard. He's eating a sandwich. That's what he does.
I know. Hey, you got to push the buttons and eat sandwiches. It's a lot of work there, brother.
That's what I told him, Marv. He don't believe it.
Yeah,
I believe
so you're,
it.
You're pumping him up.
Hey, I'm going to call Liz. I'm going to see if I can.
He thinks he's worth some.
I'll get you a raise through the back door there.
See, I started this guy. I pulled him off the street from scratch, and now he wants to be a big star. That's what he wants to be.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a hit.
Okay.
All right, brother, I'll let you go. You're probably closing up here pretty soon.